Mother's Day to all of the amazing women in our community.
Hi, everybody. Happy Mother's Day.
We love our mothers.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
How could I ever say thank you enough? Thank you.
Thank you so much for being such an amazing mother my whole life.
I'm so thankful that I have you in my life.
My mom is the one in my life who always reminds me about God's goodness.
We're so grateful to you. We honor you this Mother's Day. We love you.
Welcome, everyone, and happy Mother's Day weekend. My name is Jill, and we are so glad that you have decided to join us for our online weekend service. If you have a prayer request or you want to talk with one of our pastors, you can contact us through our app or email us using the email listed on your screen. We also want to say thank you so much for your giving and your ongoing generosity. You can give online through our Christian Assembly LA app or on our website simply by clicking on the Give tab. If you have any questions or need any help with that, email us at info@cachurch.com. If you prefer to give by mail, you can do that as well. You can make your check payable to Christian Assembly Church and mail it to the address listed on your screen. The address is also available on our website. If you make a decision to follow Jesus Christ at any point during this service, would you let us know that we can so that we can celebrate with you and follow up with you? You can send us an email using the email address on your screen, or you can text the word decision to 52855. And one of our pastors, Matt Price, who will be preaching today, will personally follow up with you so that he can pray with you and encourage you with some next steps. So again, we just want to say thank you so much for joining us for our online weekend service. We encourage you to continue to worship with us throughout the rest of the service. We also want to let you know that it is a baptism weekend, which means that a bit later in our service, we will have the opportunity to hear stories of lives that have been transformed by Jesus Christ. Let me pray for us. God, thank you so much for each person who is joining us for our online weekend service. I pray, God, that you would encourage them, that you would strengthen them, and that you would provide all that they need in this season. God, we pray for those who are sick, whether they're sick with COVID-19 or another illness, and we pray that you would heal them and comfort them and give wisdom to their doctors and nurses, Lord. And God, we pray for anyone who is grieving loss. We pray, God, your comfort for them, and we pray that you would meet them and give them hope in the midst of their grieving. God, thank you that you are good. Thank you that you're in control, and thank you that you are faithful. We pray all this in your name, Jesus. Amen. Now let's worship together.
The Bible says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. It's good to be together, virtually, to sing these songs of praise. Let's lift our voice and sing, He's coming on the clouds.
He's coming on the clouds. Kings and kingdoms will bow down. And every chain will break as broken hearts declare His praise. For who can stop the Lord Almighty?
Our God.
Cause our God is the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles. Cause every knee will bow before
our God's the Lamb.
Our God is the Lamb that was slain for the sin of the world. His blood breaks the chain. Cause every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Oh, every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb.
Let's sing. So open up the gates.
So open up the gates. Make way before the King of Kings. Our God who comes to save is here to set the captives free. For who can stop the Lord Almighty?
Our God.
Our God is the Lion. The Lion of Judah, He's roaring with power and fighting our battles.
knees, every knee will bow me. Our God's a lamb, our God is a lamb, the lamb that was slain for the sin of the world. His blood breaks the chain, 'cause every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Let's take it out. Sing, I waited patiently. I waited patiently upon the Lord, and He inclined and heard my cry. He pulled me up out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock. He gave me beautiful rashes and joy for my mourning and praiseful heaviness. He put a new song in my mouth and a crown upon my head. He gave me life forevermore. You see, you've been so good. You've been so good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus. You've been so good. You've been so good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus. You pick me up, you turn me around. 'Cause you pick me up and you turn me around and you place my feet on a solid ground. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing that with me. 'Cause you pick me up and you turn me around and you place my feet on a solid ground. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pick me up, turn me around. 'Cause you pick me up and you turn me around and you place my feet on a solid ground. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pick me up, turn me around. 'Cause you pick me up and you turn me around and you place my feet on a solid ground. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've been so good. Oh, you've been so good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus. You've been so good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus. We sing one more, Paul. I got love. I got love, joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Whoa, oh, oh, yeah, you sing it. Whoa, oh, oh, yeah, I got love, joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Whoa, oh, oh, yeah, I got love. Oh, I got love, joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Oh, 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 yeah, I got love. I got love, joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Whoa, oh, 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 yeah. You've been so good. You've been so good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus. You've been so good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus.
Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring.
Let's all sing together. Holy.
And holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me.
Let's all sing again. Worthy of every song we could ever sing.
He's worthy of every song we could ever sing. He's worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Oh, we live for you.
Jesus, the name above every other name.
Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever
sing. Worthy of every breath.
Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Oh, we live for you.
Holy, there's nobody like our God.
Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. Lead me still, lead me still.
Jasenia, would you sing about a glorious name?
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in new eyes.
Let's sing it together. What a beautiful name.
What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus.
You didn't want heaven without us.
You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now?
What a wonderful,
what a wonderful. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of
Jesus. What a wonderful name.
What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus.
Let's sing about the power of his name. Death could not hold you.
And death could not hold you. The veil tore before you. You silenced.
Equal now and forever, God.
Take a moment, wherever you may be. The Bible says to be still and know that I am God. Any chaos, any noise in your life, just allow it to fade away and to cast your gaze on the one who is the beginning and the end, who is the author and the perfecter, the finisher. Help us to know you, to know the power of your grace, to know fellowship with your Spirit. We love you. We bless you. In Jesus' name, the church said, amen. Well, for about a year and a half, Carlos, Jacinia, and I have been wanting to do this song in our church. It's a song that we sang growing up as children, and I know Alfonso as well knows this song. And we were joking earlier that if you're a Christian and you speak Spanish, you have to know this song, otherwise we're not sure you know Jesus. But it was because of our change in our rhythm and our schedule that we were finally able to do it. So this is one of the blessings, one of the good things that has come out of our change of schedule. But this is just a simple love song to the great lover of our souls, Jesus, that we wanted to share with you on this Mother's Day weekend. This is Yo Quiero Cantar. One, two, three, four.
Una linda canción de aquel que mi vida cambió. Quiero cantar una linda canción de aquel que me transformó y es mi amigo Jesús, y es mi amigo más fiel. Él es Dios, Él es Rey, y es amor y verdad. tener, encontré la felicidad. Canta conmigo.
Quiero cantar una linda canción de aquel que mi vida cambió. Quiero cantar una linda canción de aquel que me transformó. Es mi amigo Jesús, es mi amigo más fiel. Él es Dios, Él es Rey, es amor y verdad.
Solo en Él,
solo en Él
encontré,
encontré esa paz
que busqué,
que busqué.
Solo en Él,
solo en Él
encontré,
encontré
la felicidad. Y santo, santo, santo Señor omnipotente, siempre el labio mío loores te dará. Santo, 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 te adoro reverente, Dios en tres personas, bendita.
Well, to my Christian Assembly family and whoever is joining us, I'm so glad to be with you. As I look around this room, I can literally picture some of your faces where you normally sit, and I miss you so much. But as much as I miss being together, I am also so proud of the strength of our church family. You are remarkable people. You have really been the church during this time, and I can see how you continue to be the kind of people that we talk about being. I'm so proud to be part of Christian Assembly with you. As you heard a moment ago, we're going to get to witness some baptisms in a little while, and I'll tell you how we were able to do that. But for now, we're going to jump into our series, Hope Found Here. We're going to continue to talk about hope that is secure in God's promises to us. You know, there's a big difference between a hope and a wish. A wish is just something that I want to happen. I wish a lot of things. Hope is confident expectation of what has been promised to happen. I don't see it yet, but it was promised. It's on its way. That's hope. My son, Nicholas, turned 10 this week, and he had some gifts that he was wishing to get for his birthday. And at one point, Nick told his sister that he was getting this one particular gift. And Lindsay overheard this conversation, and she said, "Nick, you don't know that you're getting that." And to which Nick said, "No, Mama, you said maybe, and that means I will." I've learned that with kids, maybe means yes, and no means maybe. But that really is wishful thinking. And I want you to know today, God offers us far more than wishful thinking. Real hope is found in God's promises. You and I can live with confident expectation in God's promises. And today, I want us to look at a promise that God has made to us that's a promise with a purpose. This promise of God offers every one of us a purpose. No matter who you are, no matter what your circumstances are, your calendar might be full these days or it might be totally empty. Your job might be keeping you busy, or you might be on furlough, or maybe you've lost your job. You might have a lot to do, or you might have very little to do. And listen, regardless of any of that, you have a purpose today in this promise of God. God spoke this promise to Abraham. He spoke it again to Isaac and then to Jacob. He spoke it to Moses, and in Leviticus 26:12, God speaks this promise again. And here it is. This is the way he gives this promise. I will be your God, and you will be my people. That's the promise that I want us to dig into today and to find the purpose in that promise. God spoke this promise to the nation of Israel, and then Jesus made this promise to all who believe in him. This promise is for all who accept God's calling into new life with him. God still offers this promise today to be our God and for you and me to be his people. And throughout this message, I want to invite you to do what I've been doing in the days that I've been preparing for this. I want to invite you to consider how you're responding to this promise that God has made to you. Because we can accept it or we can reject it. Some of you might even decide for the first time to accept this promise and to enter into life with God as your God and you as one of his people. And if you make that decision of faith today, or you make a recommitment, rededicating your life to follow him and trust him as your Lord and your Savior, just text me at that little number on the screen and send us a little message that just says decision. Or you can email us at decision@cachurch.com. I personally will receive and respond to you if you do that. But others of us, we might make the decision today to recalibrate our lives and reconsider just a little bit more of what it means that God is our God and we are his people. God spoke this promise over and over again, and generations have found it to be true. The promise still stands whether we accept it or reject it. It's a promise. God has made his choice. You're it. He wants to be God in your life. And he wants you and I to be the people who live out the purpose of this promise. And so let's look at what this promise means. There are two parts to it. I will be your God, and you will be my people. We're going to look at both parts, and then I want you to know three ways that we can all respond so that we can live out the purpose of this promise. So stay with me. Here we go, the first part of this promise. What does it mean for God to choose to be my God and your God? The 19th century preacher, one of the greatest preachers of that time, Charles Spurgeon was his name, once commented on this promise. He said, "This is the masterpiece of all the promises. Its enjoyment makes a heaven below and will make a heaven above." What he meant was that this promise from God is why we can experience life with God today and forever. Now think about this. If God was unwilling to make this promise to people, if God had never said, "I'll be your God," we could expect nothing from him. He would at best be a distant and frightening fascination if he never made this promise. And at worst, without this promise, we would know nothing of God. But instead, God chose to make himself known to us and then open to us all the possibilities of life with him. And Spurgeon goes on to say about this promise, here is a deep sea of bliss, a shoreless ocean of delight. Come bathe your spirit in it. Swim in age, you'll never find the shore. Dive throughout eternity, and you shall find no bottom. I will be their God. All the riches of God's grace, the resurrection power of God's Spirit, the unending, unquenchable, unfailing love of God, his mercy new every morning, his abiding faithfulness, his unmatchable holiness, his perfect justice, and his unbreakable righteousness is all available in this promise. With all that he is and all that he offers, he will be your God. In this one promise, I know where to go when I'm in need. I know where my help comes from. I know who rescues and redeems me. I know whose name I can call. He's my God. Think about it like this. My home has my stuff in it. Your home has your stuff in it. Some of you are spending a lot of time at home with your stuff these days, and you're realizing the stuff that you have at home and the stuff that you don't have at home. Now, if I want my stuff, I know where to find it. I know where to go and get it in my house. It's my stuff in my house, and I can use my stuff in my house. But just imagine if I were to come into your home and use your stuff. If I just walked in and used your bathroom and used your toilet paper, that wouldn't be cool. That's not my stuff. That's not my home. So I wouldn't just walk into your home and start using your stuff. But if I give you the keys to my house and I say to you, mi casa es su casa, my house is your house, then by all means you are welcome in my home and you are welcome to use my stuff. And Jesus said to his disciples, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And he told them, in my Father's house there are many rooms and I'm getting one ready for you so you can be where I am. When you have accepted Jesus as your Savior, he opens to you a life in which the God of all creation says, I am your God. That is overwhelming if we could just barely comprehend all that is contained in this promise. And we haven't even gotten to the part about being his people yet. We're just talking about him being our God. He wants to be your God. He's committed to being your God. If we don't find hope in this promise, we won't find hope anywhere. But the hope found in this promise gives us hope everywhere. What more could be asked than to have God make this promise to you and me? I got you. I'll show up for you. I will be there with you, for you. If I had nothing else in this life, let me have this promise that he will be my God. You can have all the world, as the song says. Just give me Jesus. Just give me Jesus to be mine and me to be his and to open for me life with God and to think that I didn't even know God when he made this promise to me. You didn't even know. And God was already saying to you, I'll be yours and you'll be mine. I'm already showing you who I am and what I want to do with you. Paul writes about this in Romans. He says, when we were unable to help ourselves, at the right time, Christ died for us. Although we were living against God, very few people will die to save the life of someone else, although perhaps for a good person, someone might possibly die. But God shows his great love for us in this way. Christ died for us while we were still sinners. God didn't look throughout history and search and select the best and brightest. Not one of us has been what we should be. And before we even had a chance to show what sinners we could be, God had already accomplished his plan for our salvation. Why? What a God. What a God who wants to be your God and my God. What a Savior. I didn't even know I needed him. And he was already promising that he would be my God. That's the first half of this promise. The Lord says, I will be your God. There's more to this promise. This is the second half of it. He says, and you will be my people. That means he chooses me. He chooses you. He chooses us to be his. He chooses us to be the recipients of his grace. You are God's choice. You. Ever been chosen before for something? We want to be chosen. It feels good to be picked out of a crowd, selected. And some of you have been able to navigate life so that you get chosen. You get chosen. You get picked often. Ah, but it's a rotten feeling to get passed over, isn't it? Waiting for your name to be called while hearing other names. The anticipation of wondering at what point will this crowd shrink enough before I get picked. Ah, but to be chosen. And this promise to be chosen by God means my life is worth something to God. Your life is worth something to God. I have value and you have value that can never be taken away from us. Paul writes about this in his letter to the Corinthians. He says, don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself, for God bought you with a price, a high price. If you belong to him, if you belong to God, you no longer belong to your sin. You no longer belong to shame. By the blood of Jesus, you are forgiven. By faith in Jesus, you can be a new creation. The old is gone. God is making you new. You no longer belong to your past. Being his means you no longer belong to your job or your boss. You no longer belong to what the world says you should be. You can be what God says you are. You can work any job as though you work for the Lord. You can honor any boss as a way of honoring the Lord. You can be a different man, woman, son, daughter. You can be a different spouse, employee, manager, taxpayer, citizen. You can be different because he chose for us to be His people, to belong to Him. We can give Him our lives and He will make us new. We can give Him our sins and He forgives us. We can give Him our worries because He cares for us. We can give Him our fears because He encourages us. We can give Him our weaknesses and He will strengthen us. We can give Him all our worship because He is worthy over you and over your life. A promise has been spoken. He's mine. She's mine. I will be your God and you will be my people, the Lord says to you and to me. And so what is our response to this promise? How do we respond to God promising to be our God and choosing us to be His people? Let me quickly give you three ways to respond. So stay with me. There's three ways we can respond to this. The first response is this. We have to choose Him. He has chosen you. You must choose Him back. You must choose to live your life under His rule and reign, under His leadership. You must choose Him to be Lord in your life, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, relationally, and physically. You must choose His word over every word, His way over every way, and to serve Him above every other demand. He has loved us first, so that we might love Him in return. He chooses us, and the first response we can make is to choose Him back. Choose Him to be our Lord. And here's the second response to this promise. Trust God to make you what you can't make yourself. There is a word in the Bible that describes God's people. It's the word holy. I've been called a lot of things, but I never expected to be called holy. We often think of being holy as a distant ending point. Maybe someone who is old and unusually pure and kind of untouchable and unrelatable. But actually, to be holy means to be set apart for God. That's what it means to be holy. And that's exactly what God does with us when we trust Him to make our lives what we can't make ourselves. When we surrender our lives to Him, when we accept Jesus by faith and begin to follow Him with the help of the Spirit, God will begin to help us live like we belong to Him. God says, you're mine, and I'm going to help you live like mine. You are holy, and I'm going to help you live holy. Trust me, live according to my word, and let me set you apart and make you what I say you are. Listen to how this promise gets described in Deuteronomy. The Lord will establish you as His holy people, as He promised you on oath. If you keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk in obedience to Him. Here's what it means. He will establish you as His holy people. The Hebrew word for establish means a foundation raised off the ground, stabilized as a place to build. In this promise, God sets you apart. He stabilizes you so that you can start to build a new life with Him. Trust Him to set you apart. Trust Him to stabilize your life with the peace of His Word. Trust Him to help you rebuild what is broken by the healing, resurrecting power of the Spirit. That is what He does when we surrender to Him and trust Him to make us what we can't make ourselves. And here's the third response to this promise of God. Live in a way that glorifies God so that others can know that he, what he has done for you, he can do for them. The truth about me is that I am so capable of choosing not to live like I'm his and he's mine. The truth about me is I find it impossible to return the love that God has shown me. I'm so prone to dishonor the one who has honored me with his promises. And I wonder if you're like me. I wonder if you can see in yourself how easy it is to disregard the one who has had such high regard for us. What happens when those to whom God's promises are made fail to keep up their commitment to him? What has God said about people like us who have failed to live in perfect obedience to him? Listen to what the Lord says to us in Isaiah. Remember these things, Jacob. That's a name that God has for his people as well as Israel. He says, remember these things, Jacob, for you, Israel, are my servant. I have made you. You are my servant, Israel. I will not forget you. I have swept away your offenses like a cloud, your sins swept away like the morning mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Sing for joy, you heavens, for the Lord has done this. Shout aloud, you earth beneath. Burst into song, you mountains, you forests and all your trees, for the Lord has redeemed his people. He displays his glory in Israel. God can make a spectacular show of his grace through people like you and me. It was by grace that God declared, I will be your God and you will be my people. It is by grace that the Bible tells us God is making us holy. We can't make ourselves what he makes us. It is by his grace. It is his grace that is displayed in our lives, your life and mine, that brings God glory, like Paul says, so God can point to us in all future ages as examples of the incredible wealth of his grace and kindness toward us, as shown in all he's done for us who are united with Christ Jesus. That means God wants to point you out to the world and say, look at what I can do with an unholy mess. Look at what I can do when I am your God and you are my people. There is a purpose in this promise. God promises he will be our God so that we can be his people and our lives can declare to this world his love, his grace, and his redemption. Is it clear to all who know you that you belong to him and he belongs to you? Is it clear to all who know you that you don't walk in fear, you walk in faith? Is it clear to all who know you that the peace of God is being demonstrated in the calm and courageous way that you live in love? Is your generosity toward others evidence that God is your God and you are his? Oh, that God would make something holy of us. People set apart for his glory. It's an everyday choice. It's an everyday surrender. It's an everyday hope because of this everyday promise that still stands for you. He will be your God, and we can be his people. All glory to our God. Can you say amen with us, with me? Some of you right where you are, you just want to give your heart to Jesus right now. You just want to give your life to him. You just want to step back into relationship with Almighty God, and you can do it right now. Let me pray for all of us. Father, we pray and we give you glory first and foremost. We just say thanks. Thanks for being willing to choose a man like me, to choose people like us to be your people, and for you to be our God. What a glorious thought. All that you offer us in this promise, Lord, we want to receive it. We want to receive it. Would you help us walk with you? God, would you help us surrender our lives to you and make of us what you will make of us, Lord? Help us to choose you again today and help us, God, to glorify you with your grace demonstrated in our lives. And if you are deciding to follow him today, just say, Jesus, I receive you and I receive all that you offer me. I want a new life with you. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and lead me in life with Almighty God. And if you prayed that prayer, text me, email me, Christian Assembly. God is doing glorious things through us. We are a church where he demonstrates his grace, and I'm so grateful to be part of that with you. Let's watch these baptisms now. And listen, I want to tell you, baptism is a demonstration of what we're talking about, because baptism declares the decision, I'm one of his, I'm walking with him. It's an outward expression of an inward reality that's taking place as people trust God, and God is making them new through Jesus Christ. Now, let me tell you how we did these baptisms. Because we aren't really able with social distancing to get in the water here at the church and to do it that way. But there were some students in our church whose families said, hey, could we baptize our student in a swimming pool? And a family in the church said, you can use our pool. Now, the parents are believers who've been baptized. And so they're the ones getting in the water, similar to the way we do it here sometimes. They're getting in the water with their student and they're baptizing them. It was my great pleasure and honor to get to be with those families. And so you'll see me standing across the pool as I got to say to each one of these students that in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, we baptize them. So let's celebrate these baptisms as we watch them together. God bless you. I'm glad I got to be with you.
Hi, my name is Kibru. Before I trusted God, I didn't know much about myself and this world I live in. Then about 5 years ago, at Hume Lake Summer Camp, I made a life-changing decision to invite Jesus into my life. I want to be baptized now because I believe this is a step I need to take in my faith. I believe this is what God is calling me to do.
Hello, my name is Bergen Thomas. I was born into a Christian family, and my parents have taught me about God throughout my entire life. I decided to trust him with my life when I was 7. The pastors in Kids Church really made a difference in my life, and they were the ones that inspired me to make the decision. I'm getting baptized today because I want to obey God, and I know that he is the one telling me to be baptized.
Hi, I'm Caleb Aldridge. As someone who grew up at CA, I've always known God and considered myself a Christian. A year ago at Fall Retreat, the whole weekend I kept wondering why I had never heard God speak to me. During the last day of worship, I felt God speak to me for the first time. It was a realization that he was there, and I actually had a personal relationship with him. I'm choosing to be baptized at this time because I hear God calling me to the next step in my relationship with him by publicly expressing my faith in Jesus.
Hi, my name is Josiah. My faith has grown over years, but after joining Life Group, I started to really understand how to respond to God's Word and develop a personal walk with Jesus. Now, I read the Bible more consistently and use devotionals to study God's Word. I want to be baptized today to show others that I'm a follower of Jesus, to take the next step in deepening my relationship with God.
Hi, My name is Luke. I decided to trust Christ alone for my salvation during a mission trip when I was in fifth grade. After developing my own relationship with Jesus, I feel that it's time for me to get baptized.
Sing together, take my feet and let them be.
Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing.
As our prayer, let's sing, take my life, you repeat after me,
take my life,
take my life,
take my life,
I give it once again,
I give it once again.
We sing it again from the depths of our hearts, take my life,
take my life.
Take my love
and take my love, my God, I pour at thy feet its treasure store. Take myself and I will be ever only all for
thank you again so much for joining us for our online weekend service. If you made a decision to follow Jesus Christ at any point during this service, would you email or text us so that we can follow up with you and be able to celebrate with you? We also want to remind you of two ways to stay connected with us in the coming week. We have our CA Daily Touchpoints available on our social media accounts, as well as digital discipleship on Wednesday evening. Now let me close with this benediction. May you grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. See you guys next weekend.